Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Today we're reminded again in remembering and offering merit for someone close to us who has died recently. We are all mortal. And we are all going to die one day. Sometimes perhaps we're a little more insulated from this fact than at other times. Recently, it seems that everyone I talk to is dealing with someone close to them who has recently died or is dying or is facing the possibility of imminent death because of a life-threatening illness. Of course, as we get older, there's more of this because most of the people we are close to are also getting older and we're all approaching our death. And at the present time, there's a little more to it than that. Because this is a time when a lot of karma is coming due. The meaning of our life was simply somehow a sum of separate events or achievements or seeming failures. Then death would make it all, would reveal that it was all meaningless. But what our life actually means may be reflected in the things we say, think, and do, may be reflected in many, in all the events of our lives, actually. But the meaning of our lives lies in a much deeper and purely spiritual area. Our life is an opportunity to get something right. It's an opportunity for something to come into alignment with that which is not born and does not die. It's an opportunity for us, innumerable opportunities really, because our life is a process. Our life is innumerable opportunities to take refuge in and become more deeply rooted in our true nature, the eternal. at the time of our death, we have to say goodbye to the people we're closest to the things that we've loved, to the activities we've loved. That is not a time for saying goodbye to the eternal. It is a great opportunity for everything that has been pained and confused within us to leap back into the arms of the eternal, dissolve into the infinite love of the eternal. It is a culmination and a great step onwards and forwards, not just a cessation and an ending, much less an extinction. Going to make the best use of this great opportunity, we need to be able to willingly let go of the past. We need to willingly offer ourselves into the hands of the eternal. Not my will but thine. In childlike, perfect faith. Every moment of meditation in our life is a preparation for this. Every moment of looking up, every moment of letting go, every moment of offering, every moment of taking refuge because the conditions at the time of death are often difficult. There can be pain and confusion and plenty at that time for some of us. The more experience we have of holding fast to the eternal in the midst of pain and confusion in our daily life, the better prepared we'll be if there is great pain and confusion at the time of our death. Similarly, the more experience we have in our life of keeping our grounding in the midst of elation and joy, continuing to meditate, to hold fast to the eternal in the midst of most beautiful experiences and emotions. So at the time of our death and after our death, we'll still be able to hold fast to the eternal. If and when there is great joy, and ecstasy. How we live sets the stage for how we die. And if there is to be a rebirth or rebirths, how we die and the process through intermediate realms and states between death and birth, rebirth, sets a stage for how someone else will live. Whether we are living or dying, we can still do our meditation. The one thing we can always do in any situation is take refuge in the eternal. Death cannot take that from us. When people die who we are close to, it's more than a reminder of our own mortality. Rumi Master said, the life of one man is the life of all men. The death of one man is the death of all men. We actually experience something of what it is to die when someone dies who is close to us. We experience it in a visceral way. It may not be in a way that we're intellectually clear about at all. That's of little importance. What matters is that we go through the visceral process, and it is a very visceral process. Just as birth is a very visceral process. We go through something of that process in sympathy and in empathy with that person. Every time this happens, it trains us for our own death. We get a little more prepared. Death and dying are part of our life. Some of us, most of us, don't find it a particularly easy part. But it's often the case that the teaching which we find most helpful comes in some of the most difficult packages. While those who we love, like ourselves, will all die one day, that which they truly are, and that which we truly are, love itself, love with a capital L, is not born and does not die. The reflections come and go in the mirror, the great mirror of the eternal is. In this very moment, I can turn towards it and bow. In the moment of our death, we can turn towards it and bow. And gladly step into the infinite.
All the bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scriptures.